Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
9:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. Joining us right now, I think he's in Toronto, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, our resident general manager of baseball, Jim Duquette. What's up, Jim?
What's up, guys? I am in Toronto, absolutely, getting ready for game one tonight. How you guys?
Doing well. Now, Jim, before the season began in spring training, I think many of us would have said, yeah, the Dodgers will be in the World Series, and that's no surprise there. But when you look at Toronto and their journey in 2025, I had no idea this team would end up in the Fall Classic.
No, I think a lot of people feel that way. I feel that way, Rob. You know, most people that we, you know, that during the course of the year, they didn't even believe that Toronto would be a postseason team, yeah, even in as late as September, right? So I think that's the thing that, you know, last place in the AL East last year to first place in a World Series appearance. It's a great turnaround. They're not spending a ton of money. They did spend money, but you know, they've done it. Their offense is one of the best we've seen in the postseason, since 2007, and maybe even, you know, including those two teams, might be the best that we've seen in 30 years. So that to me is a fascinating line tonight is, you know, can they continue to swing the bat well? They average 6.5 runs a game versus, you know, how good the Dodgers pitching is, so, you know, and how good their starters in particular are.
Hey, Jim, as far as like just looking at the Dodgers, because I've heard people say this, Dave Roberts has alluded to us, let's ruin baseball and win the whole thing. I mean, do you think they are ruining baseball? Does baseball need to do something? Because I don't think there'll ever be a salary cap. Is it just these other teams are going to just start having to spend more money?
I think it's going to be the latter. I think teams are going to have to spend more money. They spent money. You know, if you kind of look at their winter last year, they spent money on some guys. Everyone talks about Ohtani. That's a rarity, right? There's only, you know, two or three teams that would ever pay that kind of money. Mets, Yankees, maybe. You know, so. So it's the other guys that, you know, like Tanner Scott, anyone could have had Tanner Scott, you know, and they got him. Anyone could have had Blake Snell. They knew him better. They convinced him to come there. So part of it is the money they're spending, but part of it's the culture that they've built there too about winning and all that. So, yeah, I mean, are they ruining baseball though? I don't think so. Listen, there's like, I don't know, 8 teams that were, you know, in the top 12 spending payroll wise, didn't even make the postseason. Right. And then, you know, the Yankees get bounced in the round that they did. You know, Boston was out in the first round. The Mets didn't even make it. You know, you could go through a list of a lot of teams that spent money that basically you could say wasted it. So I don't know. I don't think that is as much of an issue. The disparity is certainly owners want you to think that if you're a fan, because they're trying to set things up for a potential lockout next year.
Yeah, that'd be awful. Here with Jim Duquette, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jim, you talked about the Toronto Blue Jays offense, and ironically, in terms of runs per game, this offense has been more potent without Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette says he will return in the World Series. Are you concerned with maybe adding him and disrupting the momentum that they have right now, or is he too good to even consider yourself not to add him?
Yeah, I would absolutely add him. I think he's a difference maker when he's swinging it well. I don't know. You know, we were watching him during the ALCS. I was on that series as well, and you know, he's taking BP, live BP, and he was hitting rockets everywhere, you know, but he hadn't run yet. So then they had him run the other day, and you know, it was a little protected, but he was running fine. I don't think he's going to be 100%, but I think there's a spot on this team for, you know, a really good hitter. And I'm kind of curious. Like, he was taking ground balls yesterday at the workout at second base. I wouldn't rule against anybody making that transition. He's a good athlete and everything else. But I mean, at this point in the year, you know, when you haven't played second base, like, I feel like that's a bit of a stretch, you know. So I'm curious if John Snyder's going to – because their defense has been off the charts. Like, that's one of the things you'll watch tonight. They'll be making plays that you're like, oh, wow, all right, that, you know, it's a well above average defensive unit almost every position. If they put him in, they'll be taking a step backwards on the defense, you know, for the offense. So they haven't said how they're going to use him. My guess is they're going to use him as a pinch hitter type guy in the first couple games and then go from there. You might see him get a start or two as a DH, which would push Springer to the outfield.
Hey, Jim, you never played poker at Chauncey Billups' house, because I got some bad news for you if you did.
Oh, man. Jeremy. What is going on right there? Come on. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. Can you believe they make so much money and they're still they think they're not going to get caught? I mean, I hope we don't see this baseball, but you better believe we probably will.
Now, baseball, they got that guy to jump on the sword for Ohtani, so we get to watch greatness. The one thing I like about this series is, so we have the Dodgers with four what I would deem to be as close to aces as you
they
can
are
get.
Aces
and they're all they big are. Time yeah. strikeout yeah. pitchers, and people may have right. heard me say this, the Blue Jays strike out less than anyone in baseball. Like, what gives here? I mean, it's the rubber meets the road, because I ultimately think the Blue Jays are going to make it work and not strike out a ton. Tonight's interesting right. with Blake Snell, a guy that can typically throw a lot of pitches, and he does get a lot of strikeouts.
He gets a lot of strikeouts. He can, his pitch count, you know, can get up quickly. He, you know, relies on you chasing pitches out of the strike zone, which Toronto does a really good job of not doing. You know, I think that these are, like, to me, you're touching on some of the keys, you know, that we're going to be talking about before our pregame tonight. It's like, you know, trying to make adjustments. This team's seen Blake Snell before, right? I mean, yeah, he's a better pitcher than he was in Tampa, but they've seen him before. They know what he features. So I think there's an advantage there for the hitters. But, I mean, he's been so dominant. Like, Milwaukee doesn't strike out much either, and he made him look bad, you know. So I don't know what to think. You didn't ask, but I took the under on the strikeouts on Blake Snell. So,
my favorite play tonight. It's my favorite play.
Yes. Anyway, so you and I are on the same page on that one.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, my algorithm has him getting right around five. Go ahead and drink. Rob's got to drink when I say algorithm. Him getting just under 5 Ks. I just think it's tremendous value with a team that doesn't strike out.
Give me a winner in how many games, Jim?
I think the Dodgers are too good, but I think it goes six. Okay. So I took the over on that. I think it's a 5.5 on the games, but I took the six. Not that it was a gambling show, boys, but you kind of led me to it there with
that's me. You can put it all on me.
I hear you. No, I think it's gonna be. I hope it sticks too. You know, these are two international brands, really, right? The Dodgers. 40% of Japan will be watching them, you know, and obviously the West Coast, either the people that love them or hate them. There's a lot of haters out there. And Toronto, Cripes, 40 million people up here, 8 million people watched game 6 and 7.
Wow.
The other day. I mean, that's a huge number. So, yeah, from that perspective, it's going to be pretty good for baseball.
Jim, best guess, and I know it's a total guess, who's the next manager for the Orioles?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I when I saw Ryan Flaherty's name mentioned, I'm like, okay, that's a good one. Scott Service, you know, I saw his name mentioned. He would be good. I hope it's one of those two guys.
Okay.
Hey, we'll hear you on MLB Network Radio for the pregame.
You will hear me tonight. Thanks for letting me promote it real quick. 5 to 8 o'clock, we'll be on the field for the pregame coverage, and we'll do a little postgame. But we got that the next couple of days, 3 hours before the start time.
I'll be checking it out, Jim. Thanks a lot for your time today.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. All right, talk to you soon.
Lake Snow under -150.
He's got a lot going on. You have no idea the time that he took away to come on the show with us, man. He's, appreciate it a lot.
Like, honestly, we've worked with him. You get to meet some of these people behind it, like, couldn't be a nicer guy.
He took probably a good 7 minutes trying to move things around to get some time in with us.
He wanted to talk about the Billups poker game.
Daily Lot at 9:30. Anchorman, WJZ's own Rick Ritter, up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Ed Norris on vacation, joining us right now from WJZ-TV, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the man, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Rob, Jeremy, happy Friday, boys.
Happy Friday to you, too, my friend. Happy Friday to you. Rick, the Baltimore Ravens take the field after a bye week against the Chicago Bears, who are on a 4-game win streak, the Bears are. And Lamar Jackson returned to practice after battling a hamstring injury. He is not full go in practice. I guess we'll find out today whether or not he's actually going to play Sunday. And I know it's a silly question, but I want to hear it in your words. How important is Lamar Jackson for this game on Sunday, or is this a game you think they can win without him?
I mean, it's kind of like a two-fold question. It's important because of where they are in the season right now with the amount of losses that they have. We know that the margin for error is so small, so you lose Sunday, I mean, you might as well hang it up. You're going to win every other game the rest of the season but one. It's tough. Now, on the other side of that, yeah, Chicago's riding a 4-game winning streak. They're doing some really good things on offense. They're taking the ball away on defense. But I think that Tyler Huntley, with the guys that they're getting back on this team, I think that this is a game they can win without Lamar. So it's like, if he doesn't play on Sunday,
I don't think this whole thing's in the can and that they're absolutely going to walk out of there with a loss. You get Patrick Ricard back, and over the past couple of weeks, especially with you guys on here, we've talked about how important he is to that offense, essentially adding another blocker, a lead blocker for Henry, kind of plugging up some of those holes and gaps that you've had in that offensive line in the trenches, if you will. I think that is huge. And then on the defensive side, you look at Roquan coming in. This is a bit of a revenge game for him. The first time he gets to play the Bears, maybe this is a game that he needs to get going and for this defense to really start building up some confidence. So it's tough with Lamar because you got the Thursday game. And I know you guys talked about that this morning, the hamstring injury, you're playing two games in 4 days. It's not ideal for that injury. But if you're a Ravens fan, I think that Snoop and what you saw last time and the way that he can move with his legs, I think it's a game that they can still win even if Lamar's not in there.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about this defense, and I literally just said this to Mike Preston, that I do think the defense is absolutely getting better with people coming back in kind of all facets, but the one area that still worries me is the pass rush. I think they're going to be better stopping the run, and then you sit here and think about it, you're going to need Lamar to be putting up points for you to win, and I'm going, okay, if you can stop the run, then you make teams one-dimensional to throw it against a defense that can't stop the pass, so it is going to be interesting down the stretch, but I do think the defense is going to be better. We'll just have to see if it's going to be enough.
No, you bring up that's the best way to put it. They're going to be better, but is it going to be enough? Look, they're a second-half team. At least they were last year with Zach Orr in the second half of the season, and you feel like they're getting healthy. You started to see it in bits of the Rams game 2 weeks ago that they were coming together, kind of coming into their own, but that is the big concern. It's the pass rush. They just haven't been able to get after the quarterback all season long. I mean, losing Matt Ibike in the middle, just massive. We have talked about that over and over again. How do you fill a Pro Bowl guy in the middle of the season that early on like that? And, you know, the trade deadline is going to become interesting too, because it's like EDC, of course, if they're going to be in this thing, he's probably going to want to make a move. But if you lose one more game, is this a fire sale at this point? Like, where do you draw the line? It's tough to say, but they got to get after the quarterback this week if they want to make a difference on the defensive side. I mean, Caleb Williams, everybody knows he's different when you get pressure in his face, and they've been running the ball extremely well. Ben Johnson coming over from the Lions, you know he loved that two running back offense with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Now he's got it with DeAndre Swift and the rookie out of Rutgers who can really run the ball. And Swift has looked as good as he has in the past couple of years. I mean, him being able to do what he can do between the tackles, but also catching the ball out of the backfield. That's going to be kind of their X factor on the offensive side, because you talk about them coming in, winning four games in a row. Swift has been a huge part of that offense and why they've been able to do what they've done.
Rick Ritter joins us, anchor for WJZ-TV, talking Ravens, talking football. Now, Rick, where this team is right now, after a Sunday, there'll be 10 games remaining. You and I go to tailgate. We talk to the fans. We know how important the Ravens are to this community. So let's talk from a fan base perspective. If they don't win this game Sunday, what are we looking at from the fans for the rest of the 2025 season?
Oh, man. Yeah. You got to start wondering how many of these home games are even going to be filled up. And
not only that, but your show that you do at Jimmy's, all of these things.
Everything.
Well,
that's what I was going to get at next. And you just hit on it. You talk about the tailgate and, you know, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, phenomenal. We all have a great relationship with them. Love John and Tony. From a business standpoint, this is businesses across the city. I'm not sure sometimes, I think some people get it, some people don't, though, how dependent businesses and livelihoods are on the success of the Ravens. You talk about having your pulse on the city and understand the economic impacts of that. Like, there's a lot of businesses that this time of the year, this is when they make their bread and butter.
Yeah.
They go as the Ravens go. So if you talk about a team with this much talent, the expectations that we all had before the season being dismissed, essentially from the playoff conversation this early in the year, I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible for business. You're talking businesses that can lose 20 to 30% just like that when people say, you know what, I'm not going to the game today. You know what, I'm not going out to watch the game. You know what, I'm not going out to celebrate the win with the family and do a dinner or whatever. It hurts in many different aspects, and I'm glad that you brought that up, Rob.
Well, I got to ask you about your Eagles, because I think they're going to come out and just destroy the Giants this week. I think Cam Scatabo, I was telling him, take his under rushing yards after what he did last game. Jalen Carter is going to be in this game. I think your Eagles are back, man. The passing game has looked good when they needed them. And
Jalen Hurts has 11 touchdowns and one interception.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great stat line. He's doing it quietly. Here's the thing, you know, they looked great last week. They really did. And you're starting to see the defensive line coming to its own now. You know, you mentioned Jalen Carter was out last time they played the Giants. Like, Scadaboo's not going to do that with Carter, and it's a whole different ball game. He might be Jalen Carter, their most disruptive defensive player in the game. Like, you can make that argument. For them, it's just been the offense, and can they get the passing going? And you saw glimpses of it last week. The concepts are not totally there yet. Like, the one bomb that they had to start the second half to Devontae Smith down the middle, I mean, just a hell of a route, a beautiful ball by Jalen, very similar to what you saw in the Super Bowl. But some of the other big explosive plays that they had, unfortunately, were broken plays. Like, it wasn't the way that they were drawn up. It wasn't by design. So they need to come into their own a little bit more with that. Saquon Barkley said it this week, though. The offense, people think it's starting to click, and I guess in a way it is. They're putting points on the board. They're not even running the ball successful yet. He's averaging like 3 yards a carry.
He hasn't had a 100-yard game this season.
Hasn't had a 100-yard game, and he said, you know what? Look at what we're doing. He goes, we got 5 wins. We haven't even got the run game going yet. The rest of the league better watch out. And once they figure that out, because they will, that's one part they will get going, it's going to be scary for everybody else. See, I love the Eagles this week. For them to lose to the Giants twice in just a couple of weeks, I don't see it happening. I think they'll be fine.
Give me the Ravens score.
Well, I mean, it's two different scores whether Lamar plays, right?
Yeah.
So if Lamar is in there, I think they obviously win this game. And I'm going to say they get close to 30 points. I'll go like 27-17. If Lamar is out.
27-17 the other way.
I think there's just, I mean, every time I take this team, I feel like they're always like, you're an idiot. Why'd you take us? I think I'm going to go 21-17 if Lamar is out. I think they win. I'm going to give it to Huntley. We'll see, though.
Well, let's hope it's a festive week of celebration in your show after the Ravens win and redeem some hope, restore some hope for the fan base. What you got going on next week?
Man, for hope for everybody. So we'll get you ready for the game tomorrow, our Sunday Purple pregame show on WJZ, 11:30. We have another playbook coming up with Isaiah Likely in about a week. That'll be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. And then, of course, your news every night, 5, 7, 11 on WJZ. We have the number one late night show. Tune in and we'll get you caught up.
You missed a great time, man. On the other day, on Wednesday, we had your boy Ray Rice at Rosedale Christian Academy. Just talking about, you know, not bullying and being good people. He was tremendous. He had the crowd so hype. Those kids were so hype.
Man, it's the guy hasn't played in so long, and the amount of people that just flock to him still because they want to be in his presence and hear what he has to say, I think that speaks volumes. And he takes time to talk to every single person. You know this. It doesn't matter how long the line it is. And it's great for kids to hear from him, and he loves being around the kids and giving back. So kudos to him for taking time out to go out there.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. I'll see you Sunday.
No, you will not. You hold it down for me. Let's hope they get a win on Sunday and have a cigar for me and a shot for me. Jeremy, I know you'll have a drink for me.
I mean, I'll have something.
Jeremy, you do edibles? Because he'll have one of those for you.
Yeah. I mean,
have something for me, my man.
I might already be flying high when I think about you. So, oh, that's right. He told me, let me get another one.
All right, man. Take it easy, Rick.
Appreciate you guys.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, so last night, I don't know how you want to put it. Last night, I was 2-3 in my top plays. I went 3-0 in prop plays in the NFL. Top plays, no good. Prop plays, all good. we got burned in a couple of them. The field goal at the end of the game is what did us in the NFL. I'll go over today's plays, talk a little bit about this weekend and the plays I like, some Saturday, Sunday ones. And then today we have NBA, NHL, World Series, and college football. I got a college football play I love tonight. I'll tell you about it next.
And there it is. Now you can say it is over. Now it's officially over.
And that's courtesy of Prime, and that's the play I wanted because that meaningless field goal at the end of the game is what lost us that game. Well, there's plenty of things that happened in the game, but when you look at game flow, the fact that it was a blowout, we get to a point where here we are, a few minutes left to go in the game. Either Minnesota's driving down the field and you get the stop on fourth down and you hope your team runs it out, or they get the stop at some point in their own territory, right? Like they did on the 37-yard line, and you're going, I hope you guys get sacked or something goofy happens or whatever, or you pick up a first down. There's no in-between because you know they're going to attempt a field goal. And we felt golden, Pony Boy. That little hook just sitting there, hey, I got you. Don't worry about it. 44 and a half. You're going to be just fine. And that's
bam.
Not, yeah. field goal. And look, there are times you're going to win on those too. Because I love talking to people when they're talking about a game that they lost. It's like, man, I had them plus 4.5. They couldn't just kick the field goal there. They didn't have to. Like, the game's over. Why would they kick a field? You know,
yeah.
It sucks bitching about that. I can't even bitch about the Thunder, who I really liked last night, because once I started looking at who the Pacers had, I'm going, oh, God. Pacers had Siakam. They had Benny Mathurin. And Andrew Nembhard got hurt in the first half, didn't even return in the second half. There were four guys playing for the Pacers that you have never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who's that white guy? Where did he come from? Yeah, I know he can shoot. He's a tall white dude. That's what they do. Like, you're looking, Huff. He was on the Grizzlies before. But you start looking at the pieces there, and I'm going, man, this is crazy. I did call the SGA game, though. He dropped, a double nickel last night? A 50-burger. So, yeah, that didn't go my way. The NBA wasn't kind to me yet another night. Overtime killed me. The Nuggets, didn't get that one. But it wasn't a terrible night at all. I had three hockey plays I liked. I hit one, missed the other two by a half. One by a half. And the college football play, I lost by a half a point. So,
Jeremy, you find this a weird week in the NFL? There are, 12 games? 8 of them, the spread is at least a touchdown. A touchdown meaning at least 6 points. Yeah. Isn't that odd?
I hated this week looking at the games. When I looked at the games, I'm not talking Monday. I'm not even talking Thursday. So when I looked at Sunday's slate, immediately 3 games jumped out at me. Immediately. Like, I know I'm going to be on those games. I can see it. Hell, I don't even mind. Ravens, Eagles, and Saints. Those are the 3 ones that jumped out. And I know the Saints one is a vomit play. Like, you don't want to click that button. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield just said through the media that the Saints play him dirty. They always hit him late and do all this shady stuff. So I'm sure it's going to be a fun game on Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, the rest of it, I'm going, do I want to take the Bills as a touchdown favorite over the Panthers? A touchdown plus? Like, Cowboys and Broncos, Packers and Steelers, don't they seem like, mm-hmm. like you could see anything happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you might have a feel like, I think this is going to happen. But in those types of games, anything can happen. What do you think about the Patriots and the Browns? I don't know what to tell you on that. Well, I won't even be touching that game.
The only games that under 6 points are all the Packers, Steelers, the Cowboys, Broncos, and the Bucks, Saints. That's it. Everything. Oh, I'm sorry. One more. The Texans, 49ers.
Yeah. And that's a weird
but
one, too.
Everything else, 8 out of the 12 games are at least 6 points.
Yeah. So let me go through this, and I'll try to get to as much as I can in such a short period of time. In the NBA tonight, I like the Clippers, Raptors, I like the Pelicans, and I like the Mavericks, Wizards to go under 228.5. All you guys that bet Cooper Flags over his numbers and like, oh, I didn't miss by a half or whatever, yeah, maybe you want to bet it tonight because I don't know defensively. He's probably going to have a field day with that Wizards defense. But I still think that game goes under the total. I'd like the Caps game to go over 6. I love Virginia Tech tonight, -6.5. I'm on the Dodgers tonight, but honestly, my favorite play in that game is Blake Snell under 6.5 strikeouts. It's -150, but I think they're going to make him work. I think he throws a lot of pitches, and ultimately, by the end of the time he gets taken out, I think he has 4 or 5 strikeouts. That's just how these matchups typically go. But that's kind of it for tonight. This weekend, I was talking about it. I like LSU. I think Oklahoma is a great play. I think Wake Forest at home. That's right, against SMU, SMU. It's just a perfect spot for Wake Forest, who's lost 2 home games in terrible fashion, to come out and beat an SMU team that just came off of one of their best games of the year, and they're not good. There were a couple other plays that I really thought were interesting this weekend in that top 25. I did like Washington. I feel like they're in a good spot against Illinois. I just feel like they have the much better running game. I think... Haynes King and that Georgia Tech team face Syracuse and just run that football all over their tails. I think Haynes King has a huge game this weekend against Syracuse's defense. We talked about Indiana and UCLA. I think Indiana is going to handle them. Oklahoma looks good to me this weekend. And there was one other one I wanted to throw out there that we were talking about. Oh, typical stuff. 11th ranked team in the country is BYU. They're going up against Iowa State, and Iowa State's a 2.5-point favorite. I circle these spots every single time they come up.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
I think it's the letdown spot after beating your rival in Utah, and okay. Iowa State's not a bad team. I think they match up better with BYU. And what I've said before is BYU deserves to be ranked, right? But the people that are voting on this aren't watching all the college football games. So stop falling in love. Iowa State could easily be ranked. They just had, they started off terrible, and then they haven't had like these blowout wins or these big wins. They just had a huge win this past week, but I think Iowa State's the right side of it. So there you go.
There you go. Jeremy, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know why Red Fox held out from doing Sanford and Son? Remember the episodes of Sanford and Son where you never saw Red Fox?
No, I remember that was going on. Yeah.
It was contract dispute.
Really?
You know what one of the things he wanted?
What?
Windows in his dressing room.
I mean, it seems
one of the things he wanted.
Seems reasonable. Yeah. Well, hey, look, we were having this conversation off the air the other day of like how when you were a kid, or at least I was.
I think they ought to put your ass over here so we can open up that window.
Nah, I ain't moving. I'm saying, like, I feel like there's...
Why you ain't sit over here while Ed was gone?
Why am I going to sit in his seat when I got my own damn seat? I got my own computer with all my stuff saved on it.
So we open the window.
Huh?
So we can open up the window.
No, then you come sit over here and look out that window.
That's not outside.
It doesn't matter. It's still a window. Look out it. It ain't affecting my light.
Joe even has his window over there closed. I don't know why he ain't on camera.
In case he put him on camera. Joe, are you on camera in there at all?
It's wide open, and no.
You're just the voice of...
You can't go further back. What's that side? That side get open? This way?
It doesn't... It stops because of that.
Okay. I apologize.
Whining ass talking about, I need my sunlight. I need to see the sunshine because I don't know what's out there.
I was just talking to Joe real quick, Rob. My
darkness makes me sad.
What do you have? What is it called again?
Seasonal.
That's right.
Depression.
So you'll stop bitching when we get to winter or when we get to spring?
Yeah, unlike your depression, it goes all year long.
No. To be fair, mine doesn't stop.
That's what I said. Unlike yours.
It's every day. Hey, guess what, kid? You're worthless. Oh, thank you so much. Who said that? Oh, I did to myself.
Someone right now said, why are they joking about depression? Because that's all you can do.
Yeah, man.
It ain't going nowhere. And that's the encore for the day. Big college football games, man, this weekend. South Carolina, Alabama, that's not one of them. I think Indiana just knocked the crap out of UCLA. Mm-hmm. I know UCLA is 3-1 in the Big Ten, but they'll be 3-2 after Saturday. I think Georgia Tech all over Syracuse. I'm telling you that now. You have Oklahoma. I have Ole Miss. UVA, North Carolina. You can hang it up. North Carolina. If it wasn't Bill Belichick, they'd fire. What you got over there, Jeremy?
Yeah, two more tickets to see the Maryland Terps homecoming football game on November 1st at CQ Stadium in College Park. The Terps take on the third-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Ooh. So caller number 5-410-583-1057.
If there was a game that I wanted to watch that's not a Ravens game on Sunday, one game I wanted to watch would be Cowboys-Broncos.
It's not a bad one. I think my answer is Steelers-Packers.
I'm still watching because that starts after the Ravens.
Yeah, I like the storyline about Aaron Rodgers facing the Packers.
You do?
I always like seeing how that plays out. Like, I'm not rooting for Aaron Rodgers, but I think I'm going to be on the Steelers the more I look at that game. So I probably will be rooting for Aaron Rodgers. But, like, I always like those storylines when you see, okay, did he show up against his former team to kind of say, you miss me?
One thing you'll notice about me, Jeremy, one game I'll never pick as a game I want to watch, Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Really?
By Sunday night, I'm done with football.
Unless it's
man.
The Ravens.
And that's out of assignment.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't watch Sunday night football. I'm done. I've watched college football all day. Chances are I watch college football. I watch NFL Thursday.
Yep.
I watch college Friday. I watch college all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I watch NFL Sunday. Sunday at 8 o'clock? Yeah. Y'all can miss me with this one. You're overdoing it.
You know, the only times I really don't watch Sunday night football or don't watch the most of the game or as much as I can get in, it's usually when I'm having a terrible day gambling and I just don't want to see any more football. Even if I had a play on the game, I still sometimes would just go, I'm going to watch it in the morning on YouTube. I did have a funny situation because my wife got called into work last night. She was the only person that was on call. Mm-hmm. So she got called in, but they let her come home early. I went to bed with the TV on like I always do. I was watching a movie called Smoking Aces.
Yeah.
Going to bed.
A Common and who else is in it? Is Alicia Keys in it?
Yes, no, Alicia Keys in it. Yeah. Taraji.
Yeah.
Ben Henson. Affleck. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. So yeah, just like a fun action movie as I'm just going to sleep. So I did. I fell asleep to it. My wife sent me a text this morning talking about porn was on the TV when she came in. And she didn't want to wake me and disturb me, but what was I watching? I said I was watching Smoking Aces, not Smoking Asses. What are you talking about? She thought I was watching porn last night and just left it on the TV. I mean, I think I had a good dream. I think. I don't know.
The real question is, did she finish watching?
She didn't tell me. Now, but she did send the emoji or whatever, the thing with the one hand over the eye where you can see the hands open, you know?
So she, I mean, she did.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. I'm going to go to the grocery store and get a pack of it and celebrate today. One of my favorite foods that I should never eat, but screw it. Today is National Bologna Day. I love fried bologna, toast.
You like bologna?
Mustard.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like that kind of bologna. You jerk.
I hope they can't hear you.
The cameras can see me. I can't believe you did that.
My bologna has a first name. I just got to figure out what it is.
The day is also National Food Day in general.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. Dumb day to have. Because you have bologna day. You have this food day. You have that food day. You have that. You have all these individual food days, right? So why would you have just an overall food day? That's dumb. How about eliminate all the other days and just have one big national food day?
Like religions have multiple holidays. So why can't food have multiple holidays? And then just say, hey, this is our day, all of food. If you eat it, if it's something to eat, it's your day.
Shut up.
Okay.
Today would have been Y.A. Tittle's birthday.
Yeah.
Former quarterback.
Yeah, Tittle.
Yeah, Tittle.
Yeah.
Today is former infielder Rafael Belgier's 64th birthday. He was an ugly dude, wasn't he? he's still alive.
He wasn't uglier than Robin ugly. Gibbs.
Today is former football player Jay Novacek's birthday. He's 63. Former Oriole author Rhodes turns 56 today. Former NFL running back Corey Dillon, 50 today. Hey, Joe. NFL player Jalen Ramsey, NBA player Jaylen Brown share birthday today. Who's older?
Ramsey.
Ramsey's older? Okay.
Ramsey came out.
You can't tell when it came out because NFL.
Well, they both came out early. So I'll say Brown.
Say Brown. Today, Jaylen Brown turns 29. Jalen Ramsey turns 31.
Ooh. All right. Well, hell, that didn't work out in my favor. All right. What do you call a computer that can sing?
Oh.
It would be Adele. Why does Piglet smell so bad? Because he plays with poo all day. This one's stupid. Russians pronounce bees as V's, then Soviet, so be it. Lame. I find the hardest thing about tracing long-lost relatives is getting them to stay still when you press the paper onto their face. What do you call...
Get ready early today.
What do you call potatoes that work at a brothel? That would be tater thoughts. Tater thoughts, Joe. For Halloween, I got a job making plastic Draculas. There's only two of us working here, so I have to make every second count. I got to make every second count. Like,
it's funny
Dracula.
Because he's number two.
Because it's true. Oh, that's a good one, too. Number two. I just saw a man with a wheelbarrow that was full of horseshoes. I think he was pushing his luck. And lastly, a man has been shot with a starting pistol and beaten with a relay baton. Police think the attack was race related. Yes.
Ed Norris will be back on Monday for Monday Morning Quarterback. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.